Welcome everybody to Inspiration in 10, where we share inspirational stories, articles, and Torah thoughts in memory of and le'ilu nishmat my father, Harav Gershon ben Harav ben Sion. This Shabbat, Parshat Matot Masei, Shabbos in South Surrey begins at 8:25. This Shabbat is also the second of Av, which is the third yard site of my father, Zichrono Livracha, may his memory be for a blessing. My family will all be gathering in New York, and here in British Columbia, we will have a special yard site Kiddush, where we will share special words of Torah and inspiration and stories of my father's life. Being that this entire project of Inspiration in 10 is dedicated to my father's memory, I hope that you'll permit me to share tonight a letter which was written by my nephew, Chesky Fishman. Some of you may remember I have shared one of his letters before. This letter is called I Miss You, Zadie. And aside from a few grammatical corrections that I made, I will basically be reading it verbatim. And he starts with a quote. He strived his whole life. He was a real Jew. I've been thinking for quite a while to write up something meaningful for Zadie's yard site. And although memories of old have been coming back to me, writing it in a proper way and with meaning just wasn't happening. Honestly, I was about to give up and just self-immerse in these memories, and a thought hit me. Why am I looking for something to write for anyone but myself? Don't get me wrong. If I have a message to give, then I write for all. But this is more of a time to reflect on what Zadie meant to me and what I am missing in my life. Everyone feels something else, something unique, or in Zadie's case, many somethings. I'm sharing this with you so that you will know that only one person who had Zadie in their life, you'll know what only one person who had Zadie in their life misses and what he meant to him, who is me. And if I am only one, then imagine the volumes of books that can be written about what the world is missing and won't get back without Zadie. I really hope the way it was written for my thoughts do Zadie's memory justice and does not offend him or anyone, because it definitely isn't meant to. I wrote this more for myself than for anyone else. And then he quotes, "He strived his whole life. He was a real Jew." The world we grow up in today is constantly moving in a very fast pace, getting faster and faster by the day. Technology comes out and is obsolete by the next week with something newer and fresher. Our social media feeds change from second to second with news stories and posts. News around the world is happening so fast that when we hear of a tragic event where one or, God forbid, 200 get killed, we're saddened for as long as our concentration is on that story and we aren't sidetracked with a news story or event. The world has gotten numb to our surroundings. People have gotten numb to family and life, religion, and a more meaningful life has taken a backstage. Many go through life like a zombie, just doing in the name of a God, but not really taking the time to understand what we are living for. It seems that we live from minute to minute, day to day, but not actually taking or even having the time to look at the whole picture of where this life is taking us and what our purpose of these years are for. We spend more time designing a house or project, but not designing our soul's future. I don't recall where in the Torah it says it, but God told Moshe to go to the Jews and tell them, "Be holy, for I am holy." I always like that verse. What does it mean, "Be holy, for I am holy"? Am I to be as holy as God? Isn't he the holiest of the holy, and our souls are but a fraction of him? You can be a good Jew by not breaking any laws, keeping Shabbat and holidays, and eating all day and night kosher food and wine, and not doing any negative things that are bad in God's eyes. What God is asking us, at least in my opinion, is your whole life not only follow the Torah to get by and not to go to Gehenna. What he is saying is, have meaning and purpose in your life. Your whole life, strive to be as holy as I am. It's a task assigned to us from when we're born, and it doesn't stop until our soul departs our vessels and returns to the Holy of Holiest. Zadie wasn't a Yid because it was passed down to him genetically from previous generations. Zadie was a Jew because that's what life meant to him. That's what God and this world meant to him. What he inherited from previous generations were values and traditions and argaz kelim, a toolbox, a starter kit, where he got to through in his long, amazing life was all his own doing and what he did with the toolbox. He didn't have an easy life. He didn't have everything served to him on a silver platter. Yet he strived to be holy, for I am holy. And his life and legacy is now part of the future generations, my toolbox, to help me strive to find my unique holy in this world and the next. He strived his whole life. He was a real Jew. As I'm writing this, it all makes sense now. That I was swimming in the memories, yet nothing came out on paper. All the memories and stories are proof of the above. Zadie didn't just do stuff with love and meaning just to do it. He did it because it's what life meant to him. He was a real Jew. Who remembers Shabbat by Zadie and Bubby? Who can't remember? Shabbat was a day of rest, a day of holiness, a day of family time, a day of connecting to the spiritual world and to God. When Bubby lifted her hands from her eyes and wished everyone a Shabbat Shalom, the feeling in the house changed. Thinking of the many Shabbats there fill me with warmth, with a warmth I cannot explain or describe. Shabbat meant something. It wasn't a one-time thing or feeling because one week they were in a good mood. It's a feeling that every single Friday until this day comes back the second Bubby lifts her hands from her eyes. Not only did he strive to fulfill what Shabbat was, he succeeded in encompassing all of us in that beauty. He was a real Jew. Shul with Zadie, wow. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, watching Zadie year in and year out, was a mesmerizing sight. Now, here is the secret. It was every time, every day that he prayed and spoke to God. It wasn't just to go through the motions and to do what's expected. He prayed because that was his alone time to talk to God, and he made the most of it. Even more so, Shul, the house of God, wasn't a play area to catch up on news and gossip. Never. In the house of God, Zadie prayed and studied Torah, finding more and more meaning in his life. There was no wasted time. Zadie never used Shul to socialize and catch up. He was a real Jew. Love your neighbor with Zadie was literal. He tried to help anybody with anything and everything. Every Jew, no matter what color, what cloth, what hairdo, what hat, what past they had, was his fellow neighbor and family. He would try to help anyone that he came across, and not only Jews. He didn't make excuses to try to hide from it. He was out there, and you could rely on him. He really cared for all his loved ones and for anyone he knew. I don't think there was a single time I saw or spoke to Zadie when the first words after hello weren't, "How is the mama? How is your tata? How's everything at home? How's your Zadie and Bubby Fishman?" But he didn't ask it to make conversation. He cared and he listened to every detail. He was happy with good news and had sadness in his eyes with bad news. He was a real Jew. Everything Zadie did was for a purpose, for a reason. It had meaning and was thought out. His life was a serious matter to him. It's the future he was building in the afterlife and the toolbox he was filling up for the future generations. So what am I missing in my life since Zadie passed? A real Jew. I'm missing him as a role model of someone that strove his whole life to be the person he was meant to be and accomplish everything that he had to as his own unique individual. Through being in his presence and watching him live, I feel the push to do the same. I take comfort in the heavy, solid toolbox I have from previous generations, especially the compartment labeled Zadie's that's full to capacity. And I know that he wants us to walk in the way of, be holy, for I am holy, and strive to be the real Jew we were meant to be. Zadie, I always had love and respect for you, and as each day goes by and I get older and hopefully a bit wiser, my love and respect grows and grows, as does my yearning for us to be reunited again in the world where we all know what's real and what's not, with Mashiach. May your neshama have an aliyah, and know that all your fruits miss you dearly and strive like you to be the best Yid, the best Jew that we can be, with love and respect and yearning. Chesky Fishman. Wow. My friends, thank you for joining me in elevating the airwaves. Le'ilo Nishmat, my father, Harav Gershom ben Harav ben Sion. Those of you who are around here, I hope to see you on Shabbat, and we will talk further about my father and about the legacy that he left.